What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Motivation with G-Chef Show. I'm your host, G-Chef. Hopefully, everybody's having an absolutely fantastic, amazing, just blessed, stress-free day and weeks of all, like always. Get right into it. What's holding you? What's holding you, or what has a hold of you? What is it that is hindering you from going forward? What's holding you mentally from moving past things? What's holding you back from the things that you said you was going to do, or up to this point that you put the brakes on and find a way to make an excuse or a reason why you shouldn't be doing something? What's holding you, and why is it holding you? What do you want? I was thinking this morning, I was listening to a motivational video, and it was like a random speaker. I'm not sure who said it, but you know, I always willing to get credit to whoever said it, but it was a mixture of speakers, and said what people thinking of you has nothing to do with you. That's their opinion. But I'm going to take it, how I interpreted it was, what people think of you is none of your business is one thing, but as long as you know who you are, it doesn't matter what other people think. It doesn't matter what other people think, or as long as you know you're a good person and you do good things and you help people day in and day out, or you a good individual and your heart is pure and good, it don't matter what other people think. I don't care. You spill all the tea, you know all the tea, now your cup is full of other people's tea. We're going to leave it at that word. You know what I'm saying. But now you're full of it. You're full of other people's negative tea. You know, what is tea? Tea is supposed to be good for you, but people want to put a spin on it. You got to hear the latest news, hear the latest negative news. Turn on the regular TV to hear that. But now you want to hear negative news about other individuals so they can form a opinion. Once you hear something negative about somebody, it forms an opinion subconsciously. Even if it's not true, it still forms an opinion. You know, individuals, they grow, they expand. Either they grow for the good, or they grow in the other direction for the not so good. That has nothing to do with you and who you are. But if you hang around them individuals long enough time, it's going to rub off in some shape or form. You don't have to hang around a lot of people to be in the whole arena of, you know what, I should have stayed home. Hey, have you ever had moments like that? You out somewhere and was like, you know what, I should have stayed my tail home. This is, I don't even know why I'm out here. I knew this was going to happen. And guess what? The next time you do it again. Until it kicks in, it's like, I'm tired of doing this. And I know how I feel. Every time I come out to this spot with these same individuals, there's always something. You always have the power to not go. What's holding you? What's holding you back from not going? What's holding you back from the things that, if I don't go to this thing, but when I do go, it's going to be different this time, because you've grown as a person, for one. You can not distance yourself, but you can also realize that just being out, you're out with a purpose. Like, why am I out here? I'm out here celebrating. I'm out here just be out here. Or, you know what? This is somewhere I wanted to be. for a particular reason. Why do you go places? You go there to have a good time. You go there to meet up with friends and family. You go there to do different things that you set out to do. Like, you know what? I work hard all week. I done did this. I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna go out and have a good time. Long as you in your mind say, you know what, you're gonna have a good time regardless. Everything will be all right and work out. But what's holding you? What's holding you back from making a decision that you know is gonna be for the greater good of yourself and your well-being? I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it on this day. I'm gonna make it happen. It's no going back. And it's only up and forward from here. Because if you're not going forward, we don't go back. We glance back at where we came from, because we never forget. Stay humble. And, you know, if a person got to tell you that they humble, orange flag. You know, humbleness comes from just observing somebody that's humble. You know what I'm saying? What type of person are you? You know, I'm humble. No. Not a humble person if you gotta say you humble. Humble is something that other people see in you. You know? You don't have to be arrogant about it and be conscious of the fact that people are watching. And you don't have to perform for people. Unless that's you're an entertainer or in that type of field. You don't have to perform. You don't have to perform for nobody but yourself. You're not a circus. People don't come here to see people do different attractions and the center of attention. There might be something similar to, that's just who I am. No, that's who you want to be. That's who you want to be. If that's who you want to be, hats off to you. Do your thing. But at the beginning and at the end of the day, you have a decision. You have power. You have control over certain things. And things that are out of your control, don't worry about it. Do not worry about the things that's out of your control, out of your reach, out of the realm of what you can do for somebody else. I'm going to. And, you know, you have to. Like, you chose to do that. If you give your word, stick by it. That's it. You know, don't put too much on your plate where you find yourself overwhelmed with stuff that I got to do. I'm like, I shouldn't have. I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't have committed to. You overcommitted. You overcommitted task on top of task just because you wanted to help somebody. You can't help everybody all the time. And it's fine. If they really mess with you, they will understand. I had said, tell a person no and see if they stick around. If you can't help that individual, will they still be your friend? Will they still be your partner? Will they still be doing business deals with you? Tell somebody no and see how they act. As soon as they need something and you can't help them, see if they come around anymore. And I heard on a podcast that loyalty has an expiration date. Just because you've grown and you can't be everywhere for everybody, tell somebody no, it changes the dynamic of friendships, relationships, all the ships. It's crazy, but just try it out. And then your circle will get smaller, and then you'll see who's for you and who's not. Everybody's not against you, but everybody isn't supposed to be on your pathway to wherever you're going. But this was the extended cut. I know I've been away for a minute, but I just want to bring y'all some new content that it was just on my mind. And when I think about it, I would do a podcast. I don't just be doing them to be doing them. I want to absolutely have something to say, something to share with the world, because, you know, our voices are powerful, and I just don't want to put anything out there. But, yeah, April's coming, and you know, new things, new challenges are coming. So just stay tuned, and I appreciate everybody for listening. And if you got anything from this podcast, absolutely share it with somebody else, because the more we share, the more we grow, the more we know, the further we go in life. So like I always say, take advantage of the time that you're given, because the time that you're given is your time. I'm G Jeff, and I'm going to see y'all in the next one. Y'all have a great one.